Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I'll tell you, we need to realize that destiny is sealed. And something was started. When Christ came into the world, there was something started. And we are living in a present age. This is a time period when God has determined to accomplish a certain purpose. It's being worked out and nothing can stop it. Thank God. But there was something that happened. There was an era. There was a time frame that started, as it were, a clock. When Jesus went to the cross, when he rose from the dead, when he ascended to a throne, something happened. And Peter talked about the last days. How many of you know the last days started then? There was a certain period of time when, all right, we are in the last time. We are in the countdown. All these other things were time periods when things happened, but we are in the end days of the world starting now. And so all the way down through history, the gospel has been going out and God has been gathering the people. How many of you remember the parable of the Great Supper? When Jesus described a man who was going to give a great banquet, a great feast. And he made the preparation, he made the feast, and he said to those who had been invited, come, everything is ready. Who was he talking to? Who was that? Who were the ones who had been invited? Do you see the picture of the Israelite nation? God had already, through all the prophets, had said, there's something coming. I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready when it comes. And so when the time came, everything was ready. God made an awesome provision. Isn't that a message in itself? Everything is ready. Come. What happened? Most of them said, I got something better to do. I've married a wife, I can't come. I bought a field and so on. They all had something, some excuse, and so they didn't come. What a picture that was of Israel. So what did they do? Said, all right, go out into the lanes of the city and so forth. Go out for a period of time. There was a long period of time when they went out and they gathered people in for the feast. And what happened? There was another time that came where they said, we've called all these people, but still there's room. And so he said, now you go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Do you see the three periods of time? Do you see the time when God was giving the invitation to Israel and saying, you've been invited, come, now's the time. And most of them said no. Thank God for those who said yes. But there was a long period of time when the message was going out, because God had from the beginning, through the prophets, said, I'm raising up my people, but through you the word message is going to go to the ends of the world. Well, that began to happen, didn't it? Thank God. And over the ages, God was gathering a people, but there comes another time period. And that time period was toward the end, when yet there's still room. And he said, go out and compel them to come in. The very sense that compel them to come in, doesn't that convey to you that, hey, time's short? We need to finish this thing. We need to wrap it up. How many of you believe we're in that time? That's something I believe the Lord has revealed to us in a very particular way. Do you remember years ago? I think I've mentioned this recently a number of times. How the Lord gave specific visions. And I wouldn't base anything just on a vision. It's going to have to come out of here and you're going to have to be witnessed by the Spirit. But there was a clock that very plainly, this is more than once this happened, there was a clock that very plainly said 11 o'clock. What does that tell you? It's the last hour. That God's clock is ticking. I want to tell you, we've been in what the Bible calls the last days, because that's what happens from the time Jesus ascended to the throne with the work accomplished until it's done. We got this period of time, and it's sort of symbolized by 12 hours. But then you come to that end time, and you come to a time period when God is absolutely finishing the job, and I believe with all my heart we're in that time period where Satan is being allowed to try to finish the do whatever he's going to do. God is turning people loose who say no, but I thank God he isn't done with his people. This is the time when he's going to finish the job that Christ started. Thank God. Let's say there's so many ways, so many things that we have heard over the years that my mind went to, and I said, oh God, help me, you know, steer me through this. There's so many truths. One thing that struck me, because you look at the time period when God was dealing with Israel, okay? The natural nation of Israel. It came to that climax of Christ coming, and then it was about 40 years later, and judgment fell. They were in their end of the age, right? That was their time when, okay, now we are in the countdown to judgment. It's another way to look at it. And so part of Jesus' message to his disciples is not just hang on till I get there. It was lift up your eyes to the harvest. It wasn't just a time to sort of hunker down and hide in a cave and wait till it was all over. God says, I'm not just sitting here watching and doing nothing. I got a purpose that's being fulfilled. How many of you believe that in the midst of all the confusion of this world, all the craziness, the wars, the questions about economics and governments rising and falling, elections going this way and that way, and what's going to happen next, and what are my prospects, all of that is irrelevant to God's purpose, because no matter how it plays out, God is going to do his thing, right? And so the Lord was wanting to not just call their attention to the unbelief and the condition of the world and say, oh, this is terrible. It was, hey, don't worry, I've got a purpose in the middle of this. I'm calling a people. And not only that, there is a harvest that's ready. So what were they to do? Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into his harvest. How many of you believe that in this last hour, God has a harvest that he is gathering in the earth? We have seen so much evidence of that over the years, and I see it more and more, and I pray that God will have us so tuned into him that we'll be able to flow with him. We'll be able to cooperate with him and to support those who are sending out the word and send it out ourselves, and realize we're not called to hunker down. We're not called to be sort of buried in our daily activities and think this is all there is and our hope is in that'll all work out. But Lord, help our eyes to be on you. Help our hearts to be in tune with what you're doing and praying. Praying. Do you think that makes it? Did that make a difference? Did Jesus say that just to go through a form and, oh, you're supposed to pray? No. There was a difference when God's people call upon his name and ask him to reach into the darkest corners of this world. Do you know there are tribes yet that are unreached that have never heard? And Jesus said to go forth into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, to every creature. I believe God is doing something in this hour that I just pray that in the midst of it, we will not become so bogged down in our own little narrow little lives that we'll be able to pray for our fellow believers in persecution. I'll tell you, when that comes here, I want them praying for me. I don't know what's going to happen, but do you think God wants us to be afraid? Or do you think he wants us to be so tuned into him and saying, Lord, I know that you're on the throne. I know that your purpose is being carried out. Thank God. I'll tell you, when Jesus ascended to the throne, we're told that he will reign there. How long? Until all enemies are under his feet. You want to look that up? Look that up. It's in 1 Corinthians 15. He was the first one, the example of what God's plan is. He was raised to the dead, from the dead, with a body that's not like this one. Thank God. I'm ready for him to do away with this one and you know, wait for the one that's going to last forever. But anyway, he was the first one, called the first fruits. But he ascended to a throne, and God has put everything in his hands. He has all authority in heaven and earth. Whatever happens on earth, he knows about it. He knows how to use it for his purposes. He knows how to use difficulty to speak to those who have a capacity to hear his voice. He knows how to put you and me in places where we're going to have to trust him and let go. All the things that we have talked about so many times, God is going to be faithful. Jesus is reigning right now over everything that is happening in this world. As we look forward into this new year, I don't know what's going to happen, but I want my life to be completely in his hands. I want to rest in him and trust in him and know that he is absolutely conquering every enemy that could possibly withstand his purpose. There's not a thing that the enemy can do that will hinder what the Lord has absolutely set in motion. To God be the glory. Praise God. You know, there's nothing new that I'm saying here, but I just pray that God will make some of this real. That we won't just be a regurgitation of doctrines that we believe, but that God will actually speak. Is there anybody here that needs to have your eyes lifted up? Yeah. Every single one of us. It's so easy for us to go to sleep and not be aware, not be awake, and just let the devil slip up on us. You ever had the devil slip up on you? Yeah, if you're a believer, you have. You think God wants to teach us through all of these things? Do you really believe that in all things, God is working for the bad, right? No, he's working for the good. Of who? Those who love him. Those who are the called. Based on what? According to his purpose. Oh God, deliver us from living according to our purpose. Your purpose in this world is not going to come to anything. This world absolutely will pass away. Heaven and earth, Jesus said, will pass away, but my word will never pass away. I want to base my life, I want to build my life on the promises of God who cannot lie, who has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I who could never possibly deserve such a thing, yet he has called me into his kingdom. And he is building a kingdom. And even when I don't understand his ways, even when I don't understand why did this happen, why is that happening, why is it like this and why is it like that? I know somebody who knows. I've got somebody who knows how many hairs I've got on my head. I've got somebody who knows how many hairs are on JP's chin. And he's not the only one. God is, oh, I'll tell you, we need that sense of perspective, don't we? That our lives are in his hands. He knows every single thing.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.